Today's daf is Tainas Daf Zayin, and we have 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amid Beis, Omer Rabavo. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema, for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoza ben Brindel, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Chana Rivka bas Freda, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mendel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rivka bas Esther, Sara Sheintzel bas Yittel, Eliyo ben Silla, Sara Leah bas Esther Rivka, Hena Pero bas Yochevet, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So we're continuing with the first sugya in Mesechtes Tainis, which is the halachis of Mashav Aruach Umayr Dageshem, the Saint Talu Matal of Rachel, but really more accurately, it's the sugya of rain. So today's daf is going to begin talking about rain, and it is then going to subsequently digress some classic Divrei Agada, and then Amid Beis of today's daf is going to go back to our regular program, which again is talking about rain. But today's daf is very much Divrei Agada. Omer Rabavo. Rabavo said, "May emasai mevarchin alakshamim." When is the proper time to recite a blessing over rain? Said Rabavo, "Mishayetze chasan likraskal." It's when the chasan goes out to greet the kala. So what does this even mean? Rashi has 2 pshatim. One pshat Rashi says when there's already a puddle of rain on the floor, so every raindrop ricochets back up. So when the rain is likras kala, it goes out like the chasen does towards the kala, it's at that point that it's appropriate to make the bracha on rain. Says Rabavo, my mevarich, what bracha are you supposed to make? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, send the name of Rav, the following nusach. Moidem anachnu l'cha Hashem aleikeinu. Al kol tipa v'tipa shehiradet alanu. We praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for every drop of rain that you gave us. Rabbi Yochanan Masayim Hachi. Rabbi Yochanan would add to the bracha as follows. He would say, Ilu finu mole shira kayam, ul shaynenu rina kahamoin galav v'chulu. We know what the v'chulu is. This is literally the text of Nishmas. And he would conclude, ad al yazvunu rachamecha Hashem aleikenu v'lo yazavunu baruch roiv ha-hoidois. Right, the Gemara, roiv ha-hoidois v'lo kol ha-hoidois. Why would you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being roiv ha-hoidois? The implication would seem to be as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worthy of the majority of positive things. Roiv ha-hoidois. The Chur, it should be all the ha-hoidois. Amar Rava, so Rava said, you're right, Ema, instead of saying roiv ha-hoidois, say kel ha-hoidois. Not roiv, but kel ha-hoidois. Amar Rapapa said, that being that Rabbi Yochanan said you should say roiv ha-hoidois, and Rava said you should say kel ha-hoidois, hilkach ne'emrinu le-travaya, what we should do, le-maisas, we should say both. Kel ha-hoidois, v'roiv ha-hoidois. Either way, the first part of today's daf discusses what Rabavo said, and that is me'emasai mevarchin al gishamim. When's the appropriate time to make a bracha on gishamim? He said mishayetzei chasan likras kala, and then the Gemara said my mevarich, and it sounds like when it rains, you're almost supposed to say nishma. So what exactly is this bracha on rain? The truth is, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtes Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. It's in Perek Haraya. So the first Mishnah in Perek Haraya discusses all the different things that if a person would see them, you're supposed to make a bracha. So in middle of the Mishnah, Alak Shamim, if someone sees rain, Val Besura is Toivois, or if somebody hears a good Besura, Oimer, he should make a bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch HaToyva HaMetiv. So the Mishnah says that if it rains, you should make a bracha. What bracha? Baruch HaToyv HaMetiv. Now, the truth is, that's not the bracha that we just learned. The Gemara said, "Mayim Mevarich, what bracha do you make when it rains?" Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Moidem Anachnu L'cha Hashem Aleikeinu Al Kol Tipa V'Tipa She'iradet Alanu Ilu Finu Mole Shira Kayam Ulshenei Narina Kamei Galav. So the Gemara Masechtes Brachos on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis asks this kasha, and it's almost a whole Amud Gemara where the Gemara tries to reconcile how you understand the Mishnah that says that when it rains you make a bracha of Baruch HaToyv HaMeitiv, and the Braisna, and really our Gemara with Amiram seem to have discussed a different nusach habracha. But one thing is clear. That's the Gemara in Tainas Daf Vav Amud Beis. It's the Mishnah in Brachos Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. It's the Gemara in Brachos Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. It's clear from learning Gemara that when it rains, you're supposed to make a bracha. Stating that, when it rains, nobody makes a bracha. You make a bracha on thunder, you make a bracha on lightning, but simply because it's raining outside, therefore you should make a bracha, and it's a pella. Because it's Gemara's literally scattered in Shas where you're supposed to make a bracha. So what's Pashup Shah? Why don't we make the bracha? So the Ramah in Erechaim Simon Reish Chof Aleph of Cotton Aleph addresses it. He says, "Umashe einanu noyagim bezman hazeh bebirchas hakshamim." The reason the minig is today not to make this bracha mishum debimedinois elu tedirim bikshamim, because today it's very commonplace for it to rain. Ve'einon netzarin kolkach, and rain is very infrequently held back. The point is, once upon a time, it was questionable. Would there be rain? Would there not be rain? So that when it rained, it was a huge deal. How huge? We're going to learn. By the end of today's daf, we're going to see how big of a deal it was when it rained. But it was such a big deal that Chazal kevei a bracha. And they said, you should make a bracha. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the bracha has in it literally nishmas. Nishmas, that's the greatest praise and the greatest shvach voidah that you ever give a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's raining outside, lomazogin nishmas, ad kedei kach. But the Ramah says it's just not the world we live in anymore. And because that's not the world we live in anymore, therefore this halacha is no longer applicable. Either way, on that note, so we just mentioned you make a bracha on rain, clearly implying that it's a big deal when it rains. Either you make the bracha of atoy v'ametiv, you make the bracha that incorporates nuschois of nishmas. So how big of a deal is it when it rains? Amar Rabba Vo. Again, Rabba Vo said, Godu yemak shom mitchias ha-mesem. When it rains, that day is bigger than the day of tchias ha-mesem. Why? The ilu tchias ha-mesem l'tzadikim. Tchias ha-mesem is going to be amazing if you were a tzaddik. V'ilu gishamim, but rain is bein l'tzadikim, bein l'risham. Rain doesn't discriminate. Tchias ha-mesem will. This tchias ha-mesem is going to be for people that are going to merit it. But in terms of rain, that's for everybody. And as a result, said Rabbi Vo, the Yom HaKshamim is gadol, because the Yom HaKshamim actually affects more people in a positive way than Tchias HaMesim will. As the Gemara pleaded to Rabbi Yosef, this that Rabbi Vo said is at odds with something Rabbi Yosef said, albeit in a very subtle way. Amr Rabbi Yosef said, "Bitoich sheishkulik Tchias HaMesim," being that rain is shakled ke Tchias HaMesim, ke va'ua be Tchias HaMesim. For that reason, we say the bracha of rain, we say Masha v'ruach u'merid hageshem, in the bracha of Tchias HaMesem. So why do we say the Birchas HaGshamim, or Mashav Ruach Umarid HaGashem, the Haskara in Tchias HaMesem? Rabbi Yosef said, Mitoich Shehishkula Ke Tchias HaMesem, because it's shakal to Tchias HaMesem, therefore it's in Tchias HaMesem. This is not like what Rabbi Vo said. Now, at first glance, it sounds like it's exactly what Rabbi Vo said. Rabbi Vo said, Godol Yoyim HaKshamim Mitchias HaMesem. Rabbi Yosef said, Mitoich Shehishkulot Ketchias HaMesem. But the difference is the not such subtle difference, and that is, Rabbi Vo said that Yoyim HaKshamim is more chashuv than Tchias HaMesem. Rabbi Yosef said, it's Shkulot Ketchias HaMesem. So they're both comparing and equating it to something that you would think it has no shaychus to. Tchias HaMesem is one of the animamims. That's when everyone's going to come back to life. That's something that achakulei b'chol yoyim sheyavai. A yoyim akshamim is on that level. According to Rav Yosef, it's shakul to that. And according to Rav Avo, it's even greater than that. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Godol yoyim akshamim ki yoyim shenitna by Torah. A day that it rains is like the day the Torah was given. Shenemar yarev kamater likhi, ve'en lekach ala Torah, lekach means Torah. Shenemar ki lekach toiv nasati lecham Torah si'al tazoivu. So yarev kamater's rain, likhi is lekach toiv, is referring to Torah. So you see that yoyim akshamim is like the day that the Torah was given. Rav Amar Rava said, Yoysim miyom shenem by Torah. It's even greater than the day the Torah was given. Shenem yarev kamata likhi. It says that that likhi Torah is like matar. Mi nitla b'mi. So if you compare one thing to another, heviyomer katan nitla b'gadol. Usually, you'll take the davar katan and you're going to say, this thing, it's like that. But that other thing is usually the greater one. So if you're telling me that Torah, which is likhi, is kim matar, so it sounds like matar is actually greater than likhi. So Torah is, or yoyim akshamim is like Yoim Tchias HaMesem, a Yoim HaKshamim is like the Yoim Shenitna Bar Torah. Machlokes HaMeiraim, is it identical to the Yoim of Tchias HaMesem? It was even greater. Is it identical to the day that the Torah was given? Or was it even greater? Now, what's Pashup Shad? How do you compare rain to Tchias HaMesem and to Torah? The most simple shot is that rain is a source of life, especially once upon a time where the farmers and people literally relied on rain to have water. They relied on rain in order for crops to grow. And if it wouldn't rain, they would die. It was as simple as that. There were hungers, vayirav, ba'aretz, and it came as a result of lack of rain. So Yoyim HaKshamim is a source of life. Tchias HaMesem is going to be a source of life for the Mesem. And the Torah is life itself. Ki heim chayenu v'ayruch yemenu. So on the most superficial level, you can understand why there would be some connection between a Yoyim HaKshamim and Yoyim Tchias HaMesem, the Yom HaKshamim and the Yom Shenitna by Torah. So we just mentioned the pasuk Yarev Kamotar Likhi Tizal Katal Imrasi, a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, and the Gemara is going to do what it does in Agadat the Gemaras. Digress. Rav Rami, Rav asked the Kashuk. Siv, the Pasuk says, Yarif Kamat Alikri. Biksiv, and the Pasuk says, Tizel Katalim Rasi. So which one is it? Is Torah like matar? Is it like rain? Or is it like tal? Is it like dew? And we saw, rain and dew are not the same thing. Rain sometimes is levracha and sometimes is leklala. Tal is always levracha. So which one is Torah like? Is it like matar or is it like tal? So Rava said, im Talmud Chacham Hagun, if the Talmud Chacham is a Hagun, he's a proper Talmud Chacham katal, then the Torah of him is going to be like a tal. Im lav, and if he's not a proper Talmud Chacham, or feil kumatar, then the Torah could be very bad for him. In fact, it can kill him like matar. Torah, we know, could be a Sama de Chaya, and it could be a Sama de Musa. So if someone is a Talmud Chacham Hagun, then the Torah is Sama de Chaya, it's a source of light. But if somebody is a Talmud Chacham She'ena Hagun, then it can be a Sama de Musa. Says the Gemara Tanya, Hoya Rabbeinu Omran, this is not Kol Oisa, but Torah Lishma. If somebody learns Torah Lishma, Teirasoi Nasis Loi Sam Chayim, his Torah is going to be a source of life. She'nemar Eitz Chayim Hila Machzikim Ba, Torah is an Eitz Chayim, it's a source of life. Omer Rifus Tihi Lisharecha, Torah is Rifus, it's Rifua. Omer Kimaitzai Matzachayim, if somebody finds Torah, he found life. So you see clearly, if someone learns Torah, Torah can be life. But when is that? If someone's Isaac b'Torah l'shma, said Rabban of Chalais of Torah shalei l'shma. But if somebody learns Torah shalei l'shma, nasas le sam hamavis, then Torah is going to be a sam hamavis. And nema yarov kamoter likri. The ein arifa elo hariga. The word arifa means hariga. Shenemar va'arfu shames ha'egla banachla. Comes from the word egla arufa. That's the eagle that was beheaded. So you see that va'arfu could mean hariga. Thus, Yarif Kamata Likhi can mean Hariga as well. Amalei Rab Yirmi le Rab Zeira. Rab Yirmi told Rab Zeira, Lesi Mar, listen, come learn. Amalei, so Rab Zeira told Rab Yirmi, Achalash Libai, I can't. I'm just too weak. So Rab Yirmi was a Talmud of Rab Zeira. So he tells his Rebbe, Rab Zeira, Lesi Mar, right? Underrated. Rab Yirmi and Rab Zeira are Talmud Rebbe. So Rabbi Yirmiya tells the Rebbe, Mar, come learn. So he says, I'm just too schwach. So he said, no, lema mar milsa dagadata. So you're too weak to learn, but say over milsa dagadata. So he told him, that I can do. Hachyam Rabbi Yochanan, this is Rabbi Yochanan, said, my dechsiv kiyadam eitz asadu. The pasuk says, a man is like a tree. V'chiyadam eitz asadu, what does a man have to do with a tree? Elam yishum dechsiv kiyamenu soichal, v'oisnei lo yistichras. It says regarding the tree that there's some trees that you're not allowed to cut. Mimenu toichal, you're supposed to eat from it, v'oisnei lo yistichras. V'ksiv. And it says sometimes, Oisai Sashchis Vicharata. There are trees that, to the contrary, you're allowed to destroy. Hoketzat. So which one is it? Are you allowed to destroy the tree? You're not allowed to destroy the tree. The Talmud Chacham, the Adam is Eitz Asadi, he's compared to the tree. And just like the tree, sometimes you can destroy, sometimes you're not allowed to destroy. In Talmud Chacham Hagun, if the Talmud Chacham is Hagun, Mimenu Toicha V'Oisai Loisichras. Then you have to be very careful, protect this tree. Vim Lav, and if he's not a Talmud Chacham, Oisai Sashchis V'Charata, then you can destroy it, V'Charata, you can get rid of it. So before we go weiter, just to pause for 1 second, so this Gemara we learned has a few classics wrapped inside of it. Number one, the Gemara said, "Kala oisik b'toira lishma, teirasei nasis loy samachayim. V'chala oisik b'toira shaloy lishma, nasis loy samamavis." And Tosfos, Top Tosfos on the Amud, asks the famous question that he asks in different places in Shas. He says, from this Gemara, it sounds that if a person will learn Torah shaloy lishma, it's a very bad thing. Now, what does Shaloi Lishma mean? So that's already a major shaila. Ki yadua, there was a machlokes between Reb Chaim Volozhin and Nefesh HaChaim and the Baal HaTanya. But either way, whatever exactly Lishma and Shaloi Lishma means, if someone's Oisik B'Torah Lishma, Torah is Sama D'Chaim. And if someone's Oisik B'Torah Shaloi Lishma, Nasis Loi Sama Amavis. Frey Tosis, how does this reconcile with what Chazal say, La'olam Yasek Adam B'Torah, Afilu shaloi lishma, shemitoich shaloi lishma, balishma. So there's a concept, and everyone's ready to just learn Torah lishma, and sometimes you have to develop that ability, and it's something that you have to cultivate, and something you have to grow into. So what should a person do? If he's not in the madrig of learning Torah lishma, you shouldn't learn Torah at all. Chazal said, of course not. La'olam yasek adam Torah mitzvah afilu shaloi lishma, shemitoich shaloi lishma, balishma. So Frey Tosfos, how do you make sense of these two chazals? These two chazals that are often quoted in Shas, and they blatantly contradict each other. One chazal says that if someone's Isaac b'Torah shaloi lishma, his Torah is nasalei sam hamaves. Literally, he's eating poison when he learns Torah. And then you have a chazal. That chazal said just the opposite. No, lo'olam yasek adam b'Torah v'mitzvos afilu shaloi lishma. Because not everyone's on the madrig of learning Torah lishma. Learn shaloi lishma. Mitoich shaloi lishma bal lishma. So Tosfos says you have to say there are two dinim in shaloi lishma. Not all Torah shaloi lishma was created equally. There is the good type of shaloi lishma, and then there's the very not good type of shaloi lishma. Says Tosfos, if someone learns Torah shaloi lishma, meaning kidei sheyikra rebbe. He wants to have a nice title, or he wants kavod. So that's not Torah Lishma. It doesn't have all the skulois of someone that's Isaac B'Tayra Lishma, but at the same time, that type of Shalai Lishma we can live with. In fact, we encourage it. La'olam Yasek Adam B'Tayra V'mitzvahs, Afilu Shalai Lishma, Shemitayu Shalai Lishma Ba Lishma. So maybe at the onset of your career, you'll be learning Torah for Kavod, but at some point, the Torah is going to get to you, and Arch Shabbat Machzira Lamutav, and you're going to go from Madrega to Madrega until you're learning Torah 100% Lishma. So when did Chazal say that the Shalai Lishma is a bad thing? But if someone learns Torah, Shalai Lishma, Hainu, Mishalai made Lekanter. You're learning, it's like this, you should be able to chepa somebody else. You're learning, it's like this, you'll have a few ideas. It's like this, you'll be able to use it as a weapon of destruction. Oh, if that's what you're learning Torah for, that Torah is a Sam Hamaves. That Torah is Yaroif, Miloshen V'arfu, Miloshen Hariga. That's when it's very, very dangerous and very not okay to learn Torah Shalai Lishma. It says Tosfos, there's two types of Shalai Lishma. A Shalai Lishma that's just lacking in the right kavanas, La'olam Yasek Adam Torah Shalai Lishma, Shemitoch Shalai Lishma Ba Lishma. But if a person has some agenda, some dark agenda that he has, and it's as a result of that he's a masmid and he sits and learns simply because he wants to be makanter other people, that's what Chazal said. If someone learns Torah Shalai Lishma, Nasas Lay Sama Mavas. That's just an important Tosfos on the Yamin that's worth speaking out. Just one more ha'ara before we go back. This Rabbi Yirmiyah tells Rabbi Zeira. He tells him, listen, lacy mar listen. Rebbe, I want to hear Torah from you. So he told him, Chalash Libai, I'm too shy, I'm pasha too weak, I can't. So he said, okay, lema mar milsa dagadata. Could you at least say agadata? And Rabbi Zeira said, yeah. For that already I have koyach. You want me to say agadata? I could say agadata. The truth is, there's a very similar Gemara in two places in Shas. Brochis daf chavches and erevin daf chavches. Reading from Brachis Chavches Amad Aleph, Rab Zeira ki avi cholish mi girse. When Rab Zeira was weak, hava azal b'yasav apischa de Rab Nosson Bar Tuvi. He would sit at the doorstep of Rab Nosson Bar Tuvi. Amar, he said, ki chalfi Rabbanon, when the Rabbanon are going to pass, az eikom mikamayu. I'm going to stand up for the Rabbanon, v'akabal agro, and I'm going to get schar. And the Gemara goes on and tells the story. But Rab Zeira was so weak that he couldn't learn. But he wanted to have some connection to Torah. So he said, you know what I'll do? I'll be mechabe talmidei chachamim. I'm going to sit at a crossroads where I know the yungalait, the bachrim, they're going to be passing by. And when they pass by, I'm going to get up. And by me getting up, I'll have some shaykhis to Torah. Because even though I'm not learning Torah, I'll be mechabe the Torah. So Reb Zeira is Reb Zeira. He needs no introduction. He's one of the most often quoted Amayram in Shas. But Reb Zeira wasn't well. He went through a period of significant illness. The Gemara talks about that in other places as well. And you see that there were times that Reb Zeira couldn't learn the Lamdis and all the Amar Reb Zeiras from Shas. So what did he do? Le'mamar milsa dagadata. So he learned dagadata. That's something that he was capable of learning. But then there were times like in Brachis Chavches and Erevin Chavches where he couldn't even do that. Where he wasn't even on the point level we consider learn Torah. So what did Reb Zeira do then? So Reb Zeira said, at the very least, let me be sitting a pischa de day Rab Nosson Bar Tuvi ki chalfi rabban and ekam mikabayo v'akabel agra, and by doing that I'll be able to be makabel schar as well. I was just thinking one hergish, I think it's pashut, that Reb Zeira standing up for the Talmud Chacham was doing what? Pashut, it was kavod haTorah, right? That's what it was. So Reb Zeira couldn't learn Torah, but he could be mechabed the Torah. I think that's the pashut shot. But I think it's a little bit deeper than that. I think that by Reb Zeira, the Gadol Adar, sitting at the entranceway of the Beis Medrash, and as the Bachrim and the Yungalite are passing by, he's standing up for them, he's being mechabed them. He's not just being mechabed the Torah, but I think he was being mechazik, these Talmidei Chachamim. And we just mentioned, Eitz Chaim hi lemachzikim ba. We spoke at the Oilos Ephraim in the raid the other day, that lemachzikim ba doesn't just mean someone that writes a check and he supports Torah. Of course it means that. Zvulin is the machzik Torah. But it also means someone that encourages, someone that's mechazik, pushing another person to learn Torah. And when a person's mechazik another person to learn Torah, said the Eilas Ephraim, that's included in Eitz Chayim Hila Machzikimba. So Reb Zeira wanted to have a chelik in Torah. He's not just being mechabit Torah. Being mechabit Torah, so you can stand up by Vayihibin Soya Aroin. You stand up by Hagba. No, that's not what he's doing. Reb Zeira was doing more than that. He was being mechazik loim de Torah. And by being mechazik loim de Torah, now you're in the geshäft of Zvulun. Now we're ready. You're literally being machzik Torah. It's Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Ba. So Reb Zeira was able to learn Torah. He learned Torah. Then it was at a point where it was hard for him to even learn halacha, since that he learned Agadata. Then he got to the point where even that he couldn't do. So Reb Zeira said, okay, Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Ba. At the very least, let me be machzik Torah. Similar to what the Gemara says in Soita, Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara says, Noshim b'may zachyon. And the Gemara says, the women, their schus is in the Agra, the Makrin, Umasnaim Bonayu, Venatra Lula Gavrayu, Ad Asami Bein Bedrasha. Right, in the Schad, they take care of the children, they take care of their husbands. That's Hachzokas HaTorah 101. And because of that, they have a real chelik in Talmud Torah. And that's what Reb Zeira wanted. Reb Zeira wanted to have a chelik, not just Kavod HaTorah. No, this is Torah. It's achzaka satira. Talk to Gemara Vayta. Amar Rab Chama, Rab Chanina. Rab Chama, Rab Chanina. Say, what's the pasuk that says barzel be barzel yachad? It's coming to teach us. Ma barzel zeh echemechad eschaver. Just like if you have two blades, so one will sharpen the other. After eight tamid chachamim, two tamid chachamim mechadid in zeh zeh balacha. They sharpen one and the other. So if somebody learns by himself, so he doesn't really have anyone to bounce his ideas off of. He doesn't have anyone to go through the milchemta shel Torah with. But if two people learn together, barzel be barzel yachad. The two Talmidei Chachamim, they're mechadeid zeh zeh b'halacha. Amar Rabba bar Barchana. Lama nimshalu divrei Torah ke'ish. Why is Torah compared to fire? Shenema haloi kaidvarei ke'ish. No, Hashem. Torah, you see, is compared to fire. Why? Lema l'chama ish ein doylek yichid. It's just like fire. It's not doylek yichid. If you have one piece of wood, there's no fire. After v'rei Torah ein meskaimim b'yichidi. Torah is not Niskayim if one person learns by himself. Torah has a kiyim if you learn with a chavrusa. Torah has a kiyim if you learn with chabura. That's the way Torah has a kiyim. V'ayinu namra b'yoysi reb chaninim. Hay dechsev, cherev el abadim v'noyalu. What does that mean? Cherev al soineim shal tamidei chachamim. This is a euphemism. A cherev, a sword on the soineim, meaning on the tamidei chachamim. Sha'oiskim bad bevad b'Torah. They learn Torah individually. And that's not a good thing. V'loyoyde el ha'shem etapshim. Meaning not only are they Cherev el abadim, almost chayiv misa, but they're even going to become foolish by learning by themselves. Shenema v'noyalu, noyalu is miloshin tipshus. V'layoyd el shachaitim, to add insult to injury, they're even sinning. Ksivach, the pasuk says over here v'noyalu, v'ksiv hasem, and it says there, asher noyalnu v'asher chatanu. So you see, noyalnu comes together with chatanu. Ibayisem emiachan, different makar, it says noyalu sarei tzion, hissu es mitzrayim. So you see, noyalnu comes together with chetz. If somebody learns Torah by himself, cherev el abadim, very, very sharp. Number one. Number two, mitapshin. And number three, v'loyayit. On top of that, the worst thing is, shechaitin. Amar Rab Nachman bar Yitzchak. Lama nimshlu divrei Torah case. Why is Torah compared to an H? And amar itzchayim hila machzikim ba. Lame l'chot, it's coming to teach us. Ma eitz kot amadlik esagadol. Just like a small piece of wood is madlik agadol. Af talmidei chachamim ketanim mechadidin esagadolim. Talmidei chachamim ketanim, even a younger Talmud Chacham, sometimes is mechadid agadol. Ha'inu dam Rab Chanina. This Rab Chanina meant when he said, harbei Torah lamadati mirabayisai. I learned a lot of Torah from my rebbes. U'mechaveira yoyser. And I learned more Torah from my chaveira. Mirabayisai. U'mitalmidai and from my talmidim yoyser mikulon, I learned even more. So again, we're going through these Gemara so quickly. But every line here is another classic. So just very, very briefly, number one, this last Gemara that we just learned. Amar Rab Chanina, harbei Torah lamadati mirabayisai, u'mechaveira yoyser mirabayisai, u'mitalmida yoyser mikulam. So we're not going to talk about this, but we'll have one related raid bite related to this, and that is the Yisoid of the Chassam Sofer, who says that a person thinks that when he gives up for other people, he's losing out. But really, when a person gives up from himself in any way, shape, or form, it doesn't matter what it is, Torah, Chesed, when a person gives up to somebody else, you never lose. To the contrary, you gain. In the short term, it may look like you have a debit, but in the long term, you're going to have a credit. And he said the Chassam Sofer, this was Margalo Bepume, it's printed in the Petuchei Chosim, which is the Hakdama to the first Sefer that was ever published from the Chassam Sofer. It was written by Reb Shimon Sofer, the Chassam Sofer's son, and he writes that this was something my father used to always say, that that's what Reb Chanina Bar Chama meant when he said, harbei Torah lamadati mirabayisai, u'mechaveira yoyser mirabayisai, u'mitalmida yoyser mikulon. What did he mean, mitalmida yoyser mikulon? He said, being that he gave himself over to his talmidim yoyser mikulon, that's why he was zoicha to so much siyata d'shmaya. But just one ha'ara, as it relates to this famous line. So who said it? Reb Chanina said it. Now, Stam Reb Chanina in Shas is Reb Chanina Bar Chama. The Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel, very famous Gemara. The Gemara discusses the Yoim Ptirasoi Shal Rebbe, the day that Rebbe was Nifter. And the Gemara describes the final instructions that Rebbe gave to the people that were around him. And one of the things he said was, Chanina Bar Chama Yeshev Barosh. He said, Chanina Bar Chama, he should be Rosh Yeshiva. And the Gemara says, like, Kiba Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina didn't want to accept it. Shehayu Rab Afes, Gadol Mimenu Shtei Shanim U'Mechza. Because Rab Afes was 2.5 years older than him. And he felt that let Rab Afes better be the Rosh Hashiva. And the Gemara says, Yosef Rab Afes Bereisha. So Rab Afes became the Rosh Hashiva. V'yosef Rab Chanina Abroi. And Rab Chanina sat outside. V'asna Levi V'yosef Gabe. And then Levi came and he sat together with Rab Chanina. So when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi passed away, he had to now hand over the torch. Who's going to be the next Rosh Yeshiva? So he chose Rab Chanina. That's who he chose. But Rab Chanina didn't want to take it because of Rav Afis. Rav Afis was a little bit older and he was sensitive to Rav Afis. And the Gemara in a few places in Shas talks about this Rab Chanina, Rav Afis relationship. But learning the Gemara, Rab Chanina is the one that said, Harbe Torah lamadati miraboisai umitalmida yoisa mikulan. He is the Baal Memra. Right, you learn the Gemara Ksuvas Kuf Gimel and you're impressed by Rab Chanina's Mesiras Nefesh. That even though he was appointed to be the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi had a famous Talmudic academy and he just handed over the torch to Rab Chanina. This is the biggest shtela you could possibly have. But because Rab Afis is 2.5 years older than him, he was Mevater. So it's an amazing vitor on the point, stamp from the perspective of Rab Chanina. But when you appreciate what Rab Chanina himself said, he is the Mara Deshmaita of Mitamida Yoisa Mikulan. He's the one that said that. So if he's the one that said that, that brings out in so much more of a manifest way what exactly his Mesiras Nefesh was. Maybe this is related to the Chassam Sofer we spoke at a moment ago. But either way, just one other Ha'ara. Right, so the Gemara said that it's not good for a Talmud Chacham to learn by himself. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Agos Yaivitz asks, he says, how could that be? The Gemara says, it's a Mishnah in Avos, that how do you know if 5 people are learning Torah Shechinah, about 3 people, 2 people, how do you know one person that learns Torah, the Shechinah is there? Shenemar, it's a pasuk. So you see, if somebody learns Torah, the Shechinah is there. All right, there's so many chazals that if a person sits and he learns Torah, right, he sits late at night, learning by himself, steiging away, that's all of a sudden a bad thing? I thought it's such a gewaldige gezach. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden said it depends, that if a person can sit and learn Torah in a way where he has a chavrusa, it's always the katchila. But chavrusas don't work for everybody. Doesn't work at all times. Sometimes you can't find the chavrusa that's going to be matim. It's going to be a good shtim for you. So then enochinami. So if a person's able to learn the chavrusa, and it's going to be beneficial, but he's not learning for whatever reason, so al zen nemar cherev al abadim. That's when you have all the gemaras that we just learned. Otherwise, it's not going to be an issue. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in Agos Yaivitz on this gemara. But I once saw, I don't remember where, but somewhere in Rabbi Yaakov Emden's svarim, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, I think it's in the Siddur, but somewhere in Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Svarim he says that it could be that this that Chazal said, that it's okay to learn even by yourself, it's talking about in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, Avira the Eretz Yisrael is Machkim. And therefore, even though you're learning by yourself, you don't have the Chavrusa, you don't have to be worried that it's going to bring to Tipshus, which ultimately will cause Chet, etc., etc. In Chutz La'aretz, where you don't have the Avira the Eretz Yisrael, Machkim, so over there you have to have a Chavrusa. Unbelievable Chiddush. That this Gemara that we just learned, this is all Negeya in Chutz La'aretz. But this Nechazal talk about that it's a maila to learn, even be a chidos, shchina, imaim, that's something that's going to be true only in Eretz Yisrael. Zok de Gemara Vaita. Rab Chanina bar Papa. Not Rab Chanina bar Chama, who we were just talking about, but this is Rab Chanina bar Papa. Rami, yes, the Stirik Siv, the Pasuk says, Likras Tzama, Heiseu Mayim. If somebody's thirsty, go bring him water. Except the Pasuk says, Heikol Tzama, Luchul Mayim. If you're thirsty, go get the water. So which one is it? If you're thirsty, should we bring you the water? Or you're thirsty, should you take the water? Now, the assumption is that Mayim over here means Torah. Ain Mayim Ela Torah. So Rab Chanina bar Papa teach the two Pasukim like this. Im Talmud Hagamu, if there's a person who's a Talmud Hagam, he's someone that's worth teaching Torah to, Likras Samei Sayomayim. Then you should go find someone like that, teach him Torah. Vimloy, and if not, Hay called Samei Luchulamayim, then don't run after him to teach him Torah. Rab Chanina bar Chama Rami. Rab Chanina bar Chama asked the steer. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Yafutsu Mainoisecha Chutza. And the Pasuk also says, Yelucha Levadcha. So is it Yafutsu Mainoisecha Chutza? Should a person be running around teaching Torah? Or no, he should keep it for himself. Im Talmud Chagun. If he has a Talmud Chagun to teach Torah to, Yafutsu Mainoisecha Chutza. If he doesn't have a Talmud Chagun to teach Torah to, Yelucha Levadcha, then it should be for yourself, says the Gemara Vaitav. Amar Rab Chanina Bar Idi. It's Rab Chanina bar Chama, Rab Chanina bar Papa, and now Rab Chanina bar Idi. Why was Torah compared to water? That pasuk, Mayim means Torah. So why is Torah compared to water? Just like water, so you put it in a Makam Gevaya, the water is going to go down to the Makam Namach. Torah is the same way. Ein meskaimin ela b'misha daita yishvelo. Torah only has a kiyum if it's residing in a person who's an anav, who's daita yishvelo. Torah is compared to water, because water always ends up in a makom shafal. Torah only has a kiyum b'misha daita yishvelo. Amar Rabbi Shaya. Lama nimshel divrei Torah l'shloisha mashkin alol. Why is Torah compared to the following three beverages? Mayim, water, ubayayin, wine, ubachalav, and milk. What does Torah have to do with water, wine, and milk? What do they have in common that we're comparing Torah to it? Now, how do you know Torah is compared to these three things? Number one, water. How you call some luchul mayim? See, Torah is compared to water. Except the pasuk says luchush shivru veichlu uluchush shivru b'loy chesev ubeloy mechir yayin v'chalav. That pasuk means Torah, and it describes it as wine and milk. So it said, Rabbi Shaya, it's coming to teach us, just like these three beverages, if you want to preserve water, you want to preserve milk, and if you want to preserve wine, you would put it in earthenware kelim, which is pachos shebekelim. After Torah, Torah is the same way. Ein meskaimin elo b'misha daita shvela. It only has a kiyum if it's inside a person that's pachos shebekelim. He himself is an anav. How do you know this? And the Gemara tells a fascinating story. Kinda amrle barte de kesa le Rabbi Yeshua Hanan. Like, the daughter of the Kesa once told Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, also known as Rabbi Yeshua. So Stam Rabbi Yeshua in Shas was Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Now Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, he was a Mekur of Lamalchus. There's a lot of Gemaras where the Gemara describes the relationship that he had with the Malchus. There's the famous Agadat Gemara in the first part of Masechtas Becheiros that discusses the exchange between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachmei Atuna, the Chachamim in Athens. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Ches Amid Beis, Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Chagigah. So there's different Gemaras where the Gemara talks about the connection between Rabbi Yeshua. And so this is another exchange. So Barte de Kesa, this is the daughter of the Kesa, tells Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, quote, Chachma mefuara b'kli mechur. So she said, Rabbi Yeshua, you're such a chacham, but you're a kli mechur. His physical appearance to her was a kli mechur. And as a result, she said, why would Hashem take such a beautiful chachma and put it in such a vessel? Amar Allah. So Rabbi Yeshua said, tell me, Avich, your father, Rami Chamra, the money, the pachra, what does he do with his wine? He puts it in an earthenware galim? Like, how does he store his expensive wine collection? Amalei, she said, Ela b'may nirmi. Yeah, obviously. Amalas, he said, nah. Atun de chashvisu, you're so chashiv. You're the daughter of the Kesnar. Your father is the Caesar. Nu Rami b'mana de dahav of a kasper. You should be storing your wine in golden and silver galim. So she said, you know something, Rabbi, you make a good point. Also, she goes home. V'amalei lavua. She told her father, Rami l'chamra b'mana de dahav of a kasper. So the Kesa was all over it, and he said, I agree, this is the right thing to do. The Gemara says, Vatakif. Eventually, all this wine spoiled. Asaba Amrule. So they came and they told him what happened. Amr Allah Labarte. So the Kesa told the daughter, tell me, man, Amalach, who gave you this advice? Amalais, she said, Rabbi Yeshua Chananya did. So the Gemara says, Karyu. So all of a sudden, Rabbi Yeshua is summoned to the Kesa of Raimi. What happened? They told him, because of your bad advice, the wine collection of the Kesar, it's spoiled. Amaleh. So the Kesar told Rabbi Yeshua, "My Amrut Lahachi, why would you have told this to my daughter? Why would you have misled her?" Amaleh. So Rabbi Yeshua said, "I don't know. Kiyechi da Amrili, Amrila." Meaning, she told me she doesn't understand why Hashem would take a chachma mefuara and put it in a kli mechur. So I said, "You know something? You make a very good point. So why are you taking your yayin that's so chashuv, that's mefuara, and put it in a kli mechur?" Says the Gemara. So you see from here this concept that it's actually beneficial. I mean, what's the punchline of the story? It's an interesting story, but the punchline of the story is that a chachma mefuara has to be in a kli mechur. Meaning, just like the wine needs to be stored in these pachos shebekelim, so too, that's what Torah has to be. And the reason is because if a person is going to physically be in a position where the Yetzer Hara is going to tempt him, it's going to bring him to gaiva, not taiva. Gaiva, that's what we're focusing on in this Gemara. And the Gaiva is going to be an impediment for him to be able to shteig. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Rabbi Yeshua said, you're right. Chachma mefuara dafka b'kli mechur. It has more of a kiyum in a kli mechur. Because in a kli mechur, there's no Gaiva. And if there's no Gaiva, it's like this is going to be Torah. Because Torah is nimshal to mayim, and Torah is nimshal to yayin, and chalav, and mayim. And the way Torah has a kiyum is if it's dafka in a kli mechur. Amar Allah. So the Gemara says that
true. For ikushviri de gemiri, there have been people throughout history that were handsome and they were also very learned. Right, the Gemara talks about Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Avohu. So, fate the Gemara, what about that? Says the Gemara, fascinating. Ihavi sonu tve havi gemiri. If they weren't so na'e, if they weren't so handsome, they would have been more successful in their learning. Rashi on the top of the Yomit. Tve havi gemiri. Very strong lashon. She'i efshir l'noah l'hashbol da'itoi. Because it's impossible for a noah to be ba'anova u'boli de shikha, and it causes shikha sa'atayra. Either way, the Gemara says, why is that Torah compared to gimel mashken alalu, to water, to wine, and to chalav? Because these three things only have a kiyum and pachash of a kelim, and it's coming to teach us that Torah is the same way. Davarach, another b'shah, mash, loisha, mashken alalu, and nifson l'elu b'hesach adas. Just like these three mashken, then nifsol b'hesach adas. So Rashi says what it means is that if you're not careful, it's going to spill, and you're going to end up losing it after Torah is the same way. Torah is forgotten. But this is a fascinating concept that in order for a person to be a Talmud Chacham, he has to have anova. That's really what it boils down to. It has to be anova. And that's why Torah is Nimshal to Mayim, and that's why it's Nimshal to Mayim, to Yayin, and to Cholav. And that's the story with Rabbi Shua and Barte, the Kesnar, because there's this concept that Torah could only have a Kiyum. Torah can only have a kiyum, but misha mashpul daite. And the reason for it is pashat. The reason is because Torah is different than all chachmos. Torah is not science, it's not math. Torah is the Dvar Hashem. And because it's the Dvar Hashem, essentially it's the Shechina. And we know that the Shechina is not Shaira in the presence of a Baal Gaiva. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, as it relates to the Baal Gaiva, Eina Nivahu, he and I, we can't be in the same room. Toyavas Hashem, Kol Gvalev. And it's because of that that the Shechina has no choice, but it just has to, on some level, not attach itself to this person. So if a person's an Anov, so now he's a base kibble for the Shechina. If you're a base kibble for the Shechina, Memela, you're a base kibble for the Torah. But if someone's about Gaiva, Toyavas Hashem Kol Gvalev, where Hashem says, Eina Niva, who, we just can't be in the same room. There's no way for us to coexist. So what are you supposed to do? A person like that, there's just no way for him to really achieve a proper Madrega of Torah. That's this idea that Torah is really only nicknessed by somebody that's an Anov. Zok de Gemara. So from here until the bottom of the Yomid, we're going to go through a whole bunch of different memras from different Amayron that are going to discuss the greatness of rain, what it means when it rains, what it means if it doesn't rain. The Gemara is going to bring a lot of psukim. We're going to go through the psukim quickly. We'll focus a little bit more on the drasha than on the mechanics of how Chazal extrapolated the drasha, simply because we have to do what we do. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rab Chama b'Rab Chanina. Rab Chama b'Rab Chanina said, Gadol yom akshamim ki yon shenivru shemayim v'aretz. That a day that it rains is literally like the day that shemayim v'aretz was created. Shenema, the pasuk says, Harifu shemayim mimal, Ushchakim yizlu tzedek, tiftach eretz, v'yifru yesha, utztaka tatzmiach yachat, ani Hashem berosa. This is a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, Perek Memhe. The pasuk is talking about rain. Harifu shamayim mimal, which means rain. And the pasuk ends by saying, ani Hashem berosa. Now, ani Hashem berosa, we're talking about bria shamayim v'aretz. So said Rab Chanina, you have a pasuk that juxtaposes rain and ani Hashem berosa. What's the limud? What's the takeaway? Gadol yom akshamim. That's the first drasha. Amar Rabbi Shai. Rabbi Shai is second drasha. Godo yom akshamim sha'afilu Yeshua parav eravaboy. A day that it rains, there's Yeshuas. Not only Yeshuas. Yeshuas are parav erava. They're literally multiplying and they're procreating and it's shisha bekeres echad. There's an incredible hashpa of Yeshuas on a day that it rains. Shenemar, because this pasuk, this very same pasuk, Harifu Shamayim Mimal, Ushchakim Yizu Tzedek, what are the next words? Tiftach Eretz, V'yifru Yesha. Yifru Yesha, Miloshen, Pru, Para, Yesha is Yeshua's. Amar Rab Tanchum Bar Chani Eloi. Third Rosh. Inak Shom in Yarden. Elam Kein Nimchulu Avoynei Seyem Shal Yisrael. If it rains, it means the Jews have been forgiven from their sins. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Rotziso Hashem Artzecho. What does it mean? Rotzis Hashem Artzecha. Hashem is merutza with the land, meaning he's causing rain to fall on the land. Shafta shvis Yaakov nasasa avin amecha kisiz kochadosam. That means they had slicha. Amalei ziri midi havis l'ravino. So ziri said, Atun mehacham asisol. You have that pasuk as the makar for this halacha. And now mehacham asinol. We learn it from somewhere else. A pasuk in Melachim Aleph. The pasuk says, Va'ata tishma hashamayim v'solachta lechatos. And afterwards it says, V'nasata matar al artzecha. So v'solachta lechatos, that's going to bring v'som Menasata Motor al Artsucha, Umrab Tanchum Breder Abhir Ishkvar Ak, Inak Shaman at Sorin, Ellen came the Schaivu Sainayim. Shal Yisrael Kloy. So we just mentioned that when it rains, what does it mean? Number one, Gadol Yeh Makshamim Kiyon Shenivru Bay Shamayim Va'aretz. Number two, Gadol Yeh Makshamim Shafilu Yeshua Parav Eravaboy. Number three, if it rains, it means Nimchalu Avoyneseim Shal Yisrael. So we're focusing on the positive. Now here's the flip side. Rab Tanchum Reid Rab Chia Ishkvar Akoy said that when there is no rain, when it's Va'atzar Es HaShamayim, what does that mean? It means Neschaivu Soyneim Shal Yisrael Kloya. It means, Rachman Al Tzlan, really the Jews deserve to be Kloya. Kloya means it's over. Shenemar, where do you see that? A pasuk in Iyov, it says Tzia. Gam Chaim Yigzalu Mei Mei Sheleg Sha'oil Chatohu. So Tzia and Chaim. Tzia means dry, chayim means heat. They're stealing from the snow, meaning the summer is going into the winter. What does that mean? Sha'ol chato. It means the Jews sin to the point where, unfortunately, they're chayiv kloya, the chayiv sha'ol. Sha'ol is one of the words that are used to describe Gehenim. Amaleis irim divas ravino. Since that, that's your makar to this idea. Anami hachamas, we know from a pasuk in the Torah. We don't have to jump to Iyov. We know it from Parshas Ekev. We know from Kriyishma. Va'otzer ha'shamayim v'lo yeh matar. You see clearly that if it's Va'atzah Asa Shemayim, what it means is that the Yidden deserve Kloya. It means Va'avada Temehir. Amr Rav Chiz is Ha'inak Shabbat Nasar El Bashal Bittel Chumas Amayisus. Another reason why sometimes it won't rain, it's because the Yidden are not giving Chumas Amayisus. And Nemat Tzia Gam Choyim Yigzalu Mei Mei Shelek. My Mash, where do you see it in this Pasuk? Tanav Rabbi Shmuel. Bishvil Dvarim Shetzi Visi. Tzia's Miloshen Tziva. Bishvil Dvarim Shetzi Visi. Eschem Bi Moisachama. That's what Choy means. Veloya Snisem. And you didn't do it. You were supposed to be Marfish Shumas and Maishas during the summer months. You guzzle me Kamei Meshalak. That's going to cause me to steal away from the winter. Bi Moisach Shamim. Omer Abshim Ben Pazi. Enak Shaman Natsarim. Another reason that would cause there to be no rain. Because people are speaking Lashon Harish. Now my pasuk in Mishlei, Ruach Tzafon Techoylel Goshem. A Ruach Tzafon, a northern wind, is going to be Mevatel rain. Techoylel is Miloshon Layachel Devarei. Ufonim Nizamim Lashon Sasa. Lashon Sasa is a reference to Lashon Hara. So there's no rain. What caused there to be no rain? Lashon Sasa, Lashon Hara. Amrav Salar Amnuna. Einak Shaman Netzarim, Elabishvil Azeponim. You want to know what caused there to be no rain? Azosponim. When people are Mechutzafim, Shenema, Vayimanu Revivim, Umalkesh Loihoyo, Umeitzach, Isha Zaina, Hoyolach. So Vayimanu Revivim. There was no revivim. There's no raindrops. Umalkosh. We know what Malkosh is from yesterday's daf. You don't have the Yoyre Umalkosh. You don't have the Malkosh rain. The reason is Umetzach Isha Zoyna. But it's Umetzach. We're focusing on the Azus Panim. Amrav Sal, Amrav Amnuna. The same Rav Sal said, Amrav Amnuna. Kalon Sheshli Azus Panim. Any person that has an Az Panim, Sois Nichsho Baver, eventually he's going to do Znosh. And Amar Umetzach Isha Zoyna Hayolach. Umetzach, that's Azponim. Isha Zoyna Hayolach is going to lead to Znos. Rav Nachman said it's worse. Be a Duish and Nichshol Baver. Someone that's an Azponim, it means he was already Nichshol in Znos. Shenemar Hayolach, Veloy Nemar Yielach. It says Umetzach Isha Zoyna, not Yielach, but Rad Umetzach Isha Zoyna Hayolach. Amar Rabba Barafuna. Call them Sheshli Azosponim. Any person that has Azosponim, Mutal the Christ say Rasha. You're allowed to call him Rasha. Shenemar Hey Ez Ish Rasha Befonov. Hey Ez, if someone's an Azponim, call him Rasha to his face. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mutal is Noisa. You could even hate him. Shenemar Veoiz Ponov Yeshuna, Pasuk in Koheles, Al Tikri Yeshuna Ela Yisone. And we learn from there that a person is allowed to hate someone like that. Either way, we digress for a moment, but we're discussing now what it means when it doesn't rain. So when it rains, that's the best day in the world. Rain means that the day is Kiyom Shenivru Bay Shemayim Va'aretz, Yeshuas Apara V'Ravabai, Nimchalu Avoneseim Shel Yisrael. What about when it doesn't rain? Number one, Neschaivu Soineim Shal Yisrael Kloya. Number two, it may mean that the Yidden were Mevatel Trumas Umaisras. It may have something to do with Lashon Hara, something to do with Azus Ponim, says the Gemara Vayiter on this note. Amar Rav Katina, Rav Katina said, Einak Shamim Netzarin Elo Bishvil Bittel Taira. If there's no rain, it means it's bittel Torah. Shenema batzaltayim yimach hamikara. Batzvil atzal shoyi b'Yisrael. Because of laziness that the Yidden had, shalei asku b'Torah. Nase soynoi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach. What happened was, soynoi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu became mach. Meaning the Yidden became poor. Ve'in mach ela ani. Shenema v'imachu meir kecha. Ve'in mekara ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema hamikara b'mayim aliyosav. But the bottom line is, batzaltayim. When the Yidden are lazy and they don't learn Torah, there's bittel Torah, yimach, there's anius, meaning there's no rain. Rabbi Yosef Amar Mehacha, va'atalei ra'u ar, Baruch Bashchakim Veruach Avravataharim. So what does this mean? Vein Arela Taira Ar means Taira. Shinamakanam is of a Taira Ar. Baruch Bashchakim Tanav Rabbi Shmuel. This means Afilu Bashash Rakia Nasa Baharim Baharim. Even when there's patches of clouds in the Rakia, Lahoyre Talu Matar, which means certainly like it feels like there's rain on the forecast, but Ruach Avravataharim, a Ruach's going to come and it's going to blow it away. So when there's Loi Ro'ar, when there's Bittel Taira, that causes there not to be rain. Rav Ami, said, Enak Shaman Etzarim, El Bavoin Gezel. It's Gezel that causes there to be no rain. Shenemar Al Kapayim Kisa Or. Ba'avoin Kapayim, because of the Chet of Kapayim, doing something with your hands, that causes there to be no rain. Ve'en Kapayim El Chomos. Kapayim means chamas, and never menachamas Hashem bechapayim. Vein or el matar. So in the previous Gemara, or means Taira, but here or means matar. Shenema yofitz anan or maitakante. So what should a person do? Meaning, what are you supposed to do if there's no rain? There's no rain now. All the different reasons, but there's no rain. Yarbe betfila, says the Gemara. You should daven. Shenema vayitzav olav b'mafkia. Vein pkiya el tfila. Pkiya means tfila. Shenema va'ato al tispalel ba'ada amaze. So you see, Pekiyah means Torah. So what should you do? You should go daven tefillah is going to be the antidote. That's what can cause this problem of va'atzar es hashah mayim. So we're going to end here. But just to conclude with one ha'ara. And that is, we saw in today's daf. So the Gemara is talking about Torah. And the Gemara said that Torah is compared to fire. The Torah says that Torah is fire. We saw also in today's daf that the Gemara said that Torah is compared to water, a whole sugya. Lama nimshala divrei Torah l'mayim. Mayim goes to a makom namuch. Mayim is nifsal behesach hadas. Right, all the different reasons. But the bottom line is Torah is compared to fire. Aloi kai dvarei ke'esh no mashem. Torah is compared to water. The pasuk says hoikol tzama l'chul l'mayim. Another thing we saw in today's daf is that a Talmud Chacham is compared to barzel. Barzel be barzel yachad. Ma barzel ze echad mechaded es chaveroi. Av shnei talmide chachomim mechaded in ze beze behalacha. So Torah is compared to water. It's compared to fire. Torah is also compared to barzel. It's compared to metal. We learned the Gemara a few days ago on Daf Dalet. The Gemara said, Omar Rava, Hait Surba Mirabonon de Rosach, a Tsurba Mirabonon that gets angry, a Raisa Hudakamaraschale. The reason he's getting angry is it's because of his Torah. Was Torah have to do with anger? Shenemar, haloi koi dvarai koeish no mashem. Because Torah is fire, and fire is a resichus. Right? Rashi says, kamash malon, that you have to be dan yeshiva bachram lekav schus. Tzurbe mirabonon is a bachar charev. But either way, you see this concept of kait tzurbe mirabonon de rasach, a reisa hu de kamiraschale. Then the Gemara said, that a Talmud Chacham has to be koshe kebarzel. How do you know that? The pasuk says, ukefantish yefoitzei tzela. Eretz Asher Avoneo Barzel, Al Tikre Avoneo, Elo Boineo, a land whose scholars are made of steel. That was the name of the rabbi. But the point is you find this idea. Torah is compared to water. Torah is compared to fire. Torah is compared to Barzel. Yeah, the Gemara is on Davdalad, a Raisa Hudakam Eraschale, Eretz Asher Avoneo Barzel, Al Tikre Avoneo, Elo Boineo. So Torah seems to take on all these different metaphors. The Vilna Gaon, in his Pirush on Mishle, and this is in Perek Chofhei, says that this idea that you find that Torah is compared to all these different things, like we just mentioned, it's compared to water, it's compared to fire, and the Gaon says that there's a little bit of a tiefkeit here. It's Perek Chofhei, it's Pasik Chof Aleph and Chof Beis. He says that all Yetzaharas can be divided into two groups. A person can have a Yetzirah that's called Tavani, and a person can have a Yetzirah that's called Kasani. That's what the Gaon says. There's Yetzirah that's Tavani, it comes from Taifa. And then there's Yetzirah that's Kasani, it comes from the place of Kas. Says the Gaon, it doesn't matter what the person's Yetzirah is. If a person learns Torah, Torah is the refuah to the Yetzirah. Chazal say barasi yetzahara, barasi Torah tavlin. But Chazal never said that Torah only works as a tavlin if you have azasart yetzahara. But if you have a different type of yetzahara, it's not going to work. Barasi yetzahara, barasi Torah tavlin means that it doesn't matter what type of yetzahara the person has. It can be like the Gaon says. You could be a tavani or you could be a kasani, which the Gros says that in its shirish comes from a completely different place. The tavani and the kasani are not the same person. They're very, very different. The tchunas and nefesh couldn't be more different, says the Gaon. But at the same time, You have a Yetzirah. And when a person has a Yetzirah, the Yetzirah is the refuah for that Yetzirah. It doesn't matter what a person's taiva is. Any person that is overcome, he's in the clutches on some level of the Yetzirah, the refuah to that is Barasni Yetzirah, Barasni Torah Tavlin. So the guy says, Toich Dvarav, B'lashoynoi Hazav. That's why Chazal compared Torah to all these different things. If a person has a Yetzirah, and his Yetzirah is Miraschabe, he's burning with a Yetzirah, he's a Tavani, he can't overcome his Yetzirah. You know what you do? Hoy kol tzama l'chulamayim. Go learn Torah. Because Torah is going to be water, and the water of the Torah is going to extinguish the fire of your Yetzirah. He says if your Yetzirah is something that's very, very strong, Torah is and it can go and it can knock down whatever binyan it is that is the metaphor to describe your Yetzirah. And if your Yetzirah needs metal, barzel be barzel yochad. Eretz asher avoneh barzel. Torah is barzel too. The point is that Torah has the ability to break whatever it is inside the person that needs to be broken. And this is really the soid of the yid. The soid of the yid is barasi yetzahara, barasi teira tavlin. A person was thrown into a world that's full of nisyoinis and taivas and things that really al pi derech hateva are impossible to overcome. But at the same time, barasi yetzahara, barasi teira tavlin. And what Chazal were being megalitas by saying, in today's daf, teira is eish, teira is mayim, teira is barzel, that it really doesn't matter what the yetzahara of the person is. But Torah has the ability to overcome every Yetzirah. And it's a chiddush nifla. Because how's it possible we have two people that Rachmana Litzlan, they were diagnosed with two different situations. The diagnoses are literally the antithesis of each other. One person's is Aish and the other person's Mayim. And the doctor says, you know what the refuah is? It's the same refuah. It's one thing. Learn Torah. Marav Shach. Is Torah Aish or is Torah Mayim? Which one is it? The Torah says it's both. Torah is Kaidvarek Aish no Mashem. And Torah is how you call Tzama L'chula Mayim. And Torah is Barzel. If it has to be Barzel. Torah does whatever it needs to do. And that's the Chiddush. And that's what Chazal were telling us when they said that Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, that Torah takes on any size, shape, and form, whatever is necessary. It doesn't matter what the person's Yetzahara is. There's no person in the world that has a Yetzahara where if he's going to learn Torah, the Torah will not make an impact. It won't be mashpia on his Yetzirah. So I was thinking just one sushtel to this idea, and that is, it's been a while since we opened up the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Bechabura. So Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, the beginning, tells the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, and we know the story. He was 28 years old, he was working for his father, he wasn't having success really in any area of life, specifically when it came to Torah. He hadn't learned any Torah. And then one day he's crying. His father says, why are you crying? He doesn't tell him. Finally, Yoel Navi comes to him. He says, why are you crying? He says, because I didn't learn Torah. I want to learn. I'm 28 and I haven't learned any Torah. He says, you want to learn Torah? Go learn Torah. He said, where should I learn? He says, it's a big yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. The yeshiva is Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Go to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. He goes to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. He tells him, do you know anything? Do you know Krishma? You know how to bench? You know how to dam? He says, I don't know anything. He taught him Torah until he became the great Rabbi Eliezer. How great? And you, Kol Chachmi Yisrael, Bekaf Maznayim. The Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, Bekaf Shnia, Hayamachriyaz Kulam. He was greater than all the other Tanoim combined. That's the story of Rabbi Eliezer. The Radal wrote an epic pirish on Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that we quote from a lot. In his second comment on Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, he asks two kashas. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer starts with a story. Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. There was a story with Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, Shehayu l'aviv charshin. His father had people that used to plow for him. V'hayu charshin al gabi mana. And this father, he gave his employees fertile land to plow. For who? Rabbi Eliezer himself worked for his father, but he didn't give him fertile land. He gave him very rocky terrain. He sat down and he was crying. His father told him, why are you crying? Is it because you're not so happy with the property that I gave you? If you want, I'll give you something better. No, he says, not the reason. He went to the man of Ayubayich and he was still crying. And that's the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. Right there, Adal, there's two things I don't understand about the story. Number one, why was that important? Why do we have to know that Rabbi Eliezer worked for his father? Everybody that worked for his father was Chayrish al Gabi Hamana. For who are you Chayrish Petrashim? It doesn't seem to be so significant in the narrative. Every single word in Chazal is calculated. Certainly, this whole story here, every prat is a tremendous lesson to be learned. And why is it important for us to know that he was Chayresh Betrashim? The second kasha that the Radal asked is that the Medrash never told us what triggered this incredible bikush in Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, that he suddenly decided that he wants to learn Torah. He's 28 years old. He doesn't know Kriya Shema. So clearly, he didn't have a very high level of education. All of a sudden, we're introduced to Rabbi Eliezer as a 28-year-old bacher, and he wants to learn so badly. He's sitting, he's crying, he gets Gili Eliyo, and really, with this incredible azus, he walks into Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's yeshiva, teach me Torah, and he becomes Rabbi Eliezer. What triggered that? It doesn't seem like this was something he's been feeling his whole life, because he probably would have done it at an earlier age. He would have gone and he would have learned. He's 28. He has this incredible tshuka. Says the Radal, Lulei de Mistafina. It could be that the two kashas really answer each other. Rabbi Eliezer never learned. For whatever reason, he never learned. And maybe, says the Radal, that the reason he didn't learn is because he didn't feel that he was really capable. He tried. And as much as he tried learning, it really wasn't working. But you know what happened? Rabbi Eliezer, for whatever reason, his father, he was a shtickle estranged. And his father gives him this land that's really not fertile. It's rocky, it's mountainous. And he tells him, go be chayrish. And he's trying, and he's plugging, and he's putting a lot of time and effort into it in Safutnisht. And all of a sudden, one day, he was chayrish betrashim, and bang, he made it happen. All of a sudden, he was able to penetrate. He was able to get through. Said the Radal, who knows if that act of Rabbi Eliezer being Chayrish Betrashin wasn't what made Rabbi Eliezer realize that, you know what, at the end of the day, sometimes things don't go so well. And sometimes you have to fight for things. And sometimes you have to overcome a lot of obstacles and impediments and nisyonos. But at the same time, you could be Chayrish and you could be Chayrish Betrashim. And he said, if you could be Chayrish Betrashim, I have a feeling you can learn Torah, even if your lave seems as hard as a rock and it doesn't seem like anything is able to get in. So says the Radal, you want to know why the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer starts with this story? Because this is the beginning of the story of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. You want to know where it really began? Where does the story begin? It doesn't begin when he walks into Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's yeshiva. Because what caused him to walk into Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's yeshiva? What caused him to walk into Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's yeshiva was this maimed. It was this event. When he saw that he could be Chayrish Betrashim, he says, if I could be Chayrish Betrashim, I can walk into the yeshiva Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and I'll be able to learn Torah as well. And just like I harvin and harvin and harvin, eventually the Torah will be able to penetrate me as well. So says the Radal, if I'm right, you know what this means? That means the fate of Rabbi Eliezer came about, really, in almost the identical way that the fate of his Talmud Muvik, Rabbi Akiva, came about. We all know it's an Avos Rab Nosson. We've been told this story when we were little children. Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old, and he didn't even know the Aleph Beis. That's a very, very subtle version of who Rabbi Akiva was at that time. The Gemara says in Masechtas Psachim, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Akiva, K'shayisi Amaretz, Hayisi Omer, Miyiten Li Talmud Chacham, V'anashchenu Kechamar. That's who Rabbi Akiva was before he learned Torah. And then all of a sudden, Rabbi Akiva is motivated, and he goes to learn a yeshiva for 12 years, and another 12 years, and Tzvalif, and Tzvalif, and Zishvir, and Tzvansik, and he comes back with 24,000 Talmidim, and he becomes the great Rabbi Akiva, where the Gemara says in Menachos Chavtas Amud Beis, that Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, he sees Rabbi Akiva, he says, why are you giving the Torah through me? Why are you giving the Torah through me? And like we spoke out, that Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Memtes Shari Kedusha of Rabbi Akiva, he came even higher, he was even the Shar Nun. What motivated Rabbi Akiva? Says the Avos Rab Nosson, Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd, and Rabbi Akiva was sitting one day, and he's just watching drops of rain fall on this rock, and all of a sudden he notices that the rain was making an imprint on the rock. Says Avos Rab Nosson, Rabbi Akiva tried learning Torah when he was younger. And he thought, well, if it didn't go, I had obstacles, not meant for me, so I'll be a shepherd and let somebody else learn Torah. Torah will be around, it just won't be through me. But then Rabbi Akiva saw that water can penetrate a rock. So he said, if water can penetrate a rock, there's no way in the world that Torah can penetrate my neshama. And that's what motivated Rabbi Akiva. So says Rabbi David Luria in his Pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the story of Rabbi Eliezer and the story of Rabbi Akiva. This is the great Rebbe Talmud relationship in Shas. This is Rabbi Eliezer, who's the greatest of all the Tanam, who has a Talmud Rabbi Akiva. who becomes the greatest of all the Tanaim. Their stories both started in almost the same exact way. Rabbi Eliezer was Chayrish Petrashim, and he realized that when he was able to penetrate the Trashim, if I can penetrate the Trashim, the Torah can penetrate my soul. I'm obviously not trying hard enough. And he goes to Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh's yeshiva, and this time he tries harder, and he becomes the great Rabbi Eliezer. And that's the exact same story. That's the exact same story of Rabbi Akiva. Dover Nifla. But here's the punchline. On the bottom of the Radal, Spirish on Pirkei the Rebbe Eliezer. So he has Hoysofos. It's called Hoysofos HaRadal. So this is Hoysofa Hey, right in the beginning of the Radal Spirish. So he brings a vart that he heard from his son Rabbi Yoina, and he refers to his son, Ubni HaChorif Yorei VeChorei L'Dvar Hashem, Rabbi Yoina Zeche Tzadik Levracha. Now the Radal himself passed away at a young age. He was actually Ben Nun Beis when he passed away, as in the Gemara that we learned on Daf Hei Amid Beis. He was Ben Nun Beis when he passed away. So how old could his son have been? His son obviously was young. So he said he heard from his son, Sefsois of Doivavois Bekever. This is the son of the Radal, Rabbi Yoina Luria. So he said, Be'idenu Nar. He was a young child. So he said, I told my son this Ha'ara, that maybe Rabbi Eliezer came about in the same exact way that Rabbi Akiva came about. Rabbi Akiva saw water penetrate a rock, and that's what inspired him to learn Torah. Rabbi Eliezer was Chayrish Petrashim, and he saw he was able to do it, and that's what inspire him despite all the obstacles he had to learn Torah. So he said there's another Avos Rav Nosson. The Avos Rav Nosson says on the Mishnah Novus, the heavy misabik ba faragleim zu Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, that the shoysa bitsoma esme mayem zu Rabbi Akiva. It's a medrash pliya. What does this mean? Heavy misabik ba faragleim zu Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, that the tsome. That's referring to Rabbi Akiva. So he said, my son Rabbi Yoina Zechreina Levracha said that, you know what Chazal are coming to tell us? That if a person's learning in Segeitim Shver and it's not so easy, he has Nesioinus, look at the offer. Look at the offer. Zu Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, he became great from Afar because he was Chayrish Petrashim, and that's what inspired him to greatness. That Vishoyse Betzama, that Vishoyse Betzama Esmei Mayim Zu Rabbi Akiva, because that's how Rabbi Akiva became Rabbi Akiva. He became Rabbi Akiva through Mayim. Rabbi Eliezer was inspired to learn Torah from Afar. Rabbi Akiva was inspired to learn Torah from Mayim. So said Rabbi Yoina, the son of Rav David Luria, the son of the Radal, right here in the Isofas HaRadal, that's what Chazal meant. Having misabik ba'far agleim zu Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, that the shoysa b'tzames me mayem, that's referring to Rabbi Akiva.